It is 23:30, Universal Time. And here is the news in special English. The top American commander in Afghanistan is returning to the United States to explain his comments about Vice President Biden and other officials. General Stanley McChrystal spoke earlier with a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine. The magazine says General McChrystal and his aides made insulting comments about members of the Obama administration. Also, the general reportedly accused American ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, of betraying him in a policy dispute. An administration official said the president was angry after reading the story. But the official would not predict the results of a meeting between Mr. Obama and General McChrystal. They are set to meet at the White House on Wednesday. Afghan officials say a bomb has killed the head of public health in the northern province of Kunduz. Officials say the bomb exploded at a medical center operated by Health Department head Azizullah Safari. At least two other people were hurt in the attack Tuesday. Hundreds of trucks carrying food and other supplies have entered the Gaza Strip as Israel began easing restrictions on the area. The Israeli cabinet approved measures to reduce its land blockade of Gaza on Sunday. It has promised to permit almost all non-military supplies into the Palestinian territory. This is the first time such supplies have been permitted into Gaza since Hamas seized control of the area 3 years ago. Israel has eased restrictions in answer to international criticism after its deadly raid 3 weeks ago on aid ships traveling to Gaza. Israel's sea blockade will remain in place. An American official has urged private companies to explore economic restrictions in addition to international actions against Iran. Treasury Department official Stuart Levy said he is seeking more ways to force Iran to limit its nuclear activities. He spoke as members of the United States Congress are attempting to strengthen economic measures against the Iranian nuclear program. Several countries suspect the aim of the program is building weapons. Negotiators in Congress say they have completed an agreement on new actions aimed at Iran's financial partners. Recently, the United Nations Security Council approved a fourth resolution designed to punish Iran. A federal judge in the United States has blocked a 6-month ban on oil drilling projects in American waters. New Orleans Judge Martin Feldman made the ruling Tuesday. In doing so, he rejected an offshore drilling ban that President Obama ordered on May 27th. The president acted after the explosion and fire on a drilling rig that caused the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. On Tuesday, the Obama administration said it will immediately appeal the judge's ruling. An administration official said the president strongly believes that continuing to drill at great depths without knowing what caused the current spill is not reasonable. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has appointed a 3-member group to advise him on a human rights investigation. The group will tell Mr. Bond whether any human rights violations took place during the final months of Sri Lanka's civil war. Indonesia's former top government lawyer, Marzuki Darusman, will lead the group. He is also the UN's special investigator for human rights in North Korea. Other members are South African human rights expert Yasmin Suka and American lawyer Stephen Ratner. The experts will report to the Secretary General in 4 months. The UN says about 7,000 civilians were killed in the final months of Sri Lanka's civil war. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of Burmese continue to suffer from lack of food and shelter more than 2 years after a deadly ocean storm struck the country. The cyclone hit Burma's Irrawaddy Delta area in May of 2008. The storm killed 140,000 people and left hundreds of thousands more homeless. The UN says international donors have failed to keep their promise of $500 million to help those in need. Officials in Brazil say flooding caused by heavy rains has killed at least 41 people. Tens of thousands of others are without homes. Heavy rains in the states of Alagoas and Pernambuco have continued since Thursday. Flooding has damaged bridges and blocked roads to many cities. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has announced that $55 million in emergency aid would be sent to the affected areas. A train accident has killed about 60 people in the Republic of Congo and injured at least 300 others. Officials with the railroad company CFCO say 4 train cars came off the rails late on Monday. The cars were filled with passengers. Survivors and officials are blaming unsafe speed for the crash. The accident took place near the southern Congolese city of Pointe Noire. The train was traveling to Brazzaville. Finally, sports news from the World Cup. South Africa has become the first host country to fail to reach the second round of the competition. South Africa defeated France 2-1, but failed to gain enough points to place first or second in their group. In other action, Uruguay defeated Mexico 1-0. Both teams have qualified for the next round. Argentina defeated Greece 2-0. And South Korea and Nigeria played to a draw. Each team scored 2 goals. Argentina and South Korea qualify for the second round. Briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. The top American commander in Afghanistan is returning to Washington to explain comments he made about Obama administration officials. Trucks carrying supplies have entered the Gaza Strip as Israel began easing restrictions on the territory. And a United States federal judge has blocked a 6-month ban on drilling oil projects in American waters. And that's the news in VOA Special English, coming to you from Washington.